We had a great streak going of Craig Milanos coming in only when the markets did well today. That ended with a bang today, Craig Milanos, I'm sorry to say. We got walloped a little bit in our 401ks and everything today. Maybe a good day not to look at them, Craig, huh?
John, might be a great day not to look at them. And I got to tell you, I took that sabbatical. I'm disappointed. I come back in on the losing streak. It's red. It's bloodshed across my screen. And you would think that companies like Google beating on their earnings would actually drive the stock up. No, of course, that's not the case. When you don't hit on all cylinders and you're priced for perfection, you get whacked. Down some 9.5% today because apparently their cloud business isn't as good as it should be. I don't know about you, John. I just want to get past spooky October, get to the other side of Halloween, and let's see if we can get a year-end rally off these levels.
I hope so. You know, the only solace I've taken is when I see the market down, I usually then look at the numbers that we got, and there's usually something really good that led to the numbers being bad on the markets, whether it's the companies are rolling on, you're seeing inflation continue to come down. It just seems like the market is, we talked about it a lot this year and last year, seems like we're kind of back in that upside down world again.
I was thinking about the upside down world, that reference to that show for everyone who grew up in the 80s, we can relate well. That being the case, John, I got to tell you, you're absolutely right, because I mentioned to somebody the other day, I said, wait, let me pinch myself. $73.9 billion of retail spending? Feels like a soft landing. 4 weeks of job list claims coming in below what people expect. Not many people are losing their job. Non-farm payrolls, they look fantastic. The services sector, which is mostly what we do in the United States, we don't make that much stuff anymore. All these different things are flashing that we're not in contraction. So you got to ask yourself, what's going on? I think it all comes down to nothing more than interest rates, which is really about the inflation.
Well, I think you're right. I think people are tepid, right? We've been talking about a recession for a year and a half, and we haven't had one yet. And then all of a sudden, the 10-year's over 5%, and there's some guaranteed money right there. I think a lot of people might be thinking, I'll take some out of stocks. It's a little risky. I'll put it into treasuries, and that can have an impact.
I think it definitely has an impact, because for years, when yields on cash and cash equivalents were so small, the buy the dip mentality was easier to execute because you're simply taking a highly liquid asset, cash, to buy stocks. But when you have safe money parked in safe havens that have attractive interest rates, at least interest rates today, that are higher than inflation, it's a little tougher to nudge or get that money off the sidelines back into equities, and it just makes the buy the dip mentality a little bit harder. But corrections are normal. Here we are. We finally have that 10% correction in the NASDAQ. It's typical you get 1 to 2 5% dips, 1 10% correction, even in years that finish positive, check the box. We finally got that done.
Okay, well, we'll check that box. And by the way, if you want to check your box on a retirement stress test to make sure you're doing okay, you're going to want to call Craig. We're just getting started with Craig Milanos, but you can give him a call at 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN for that stress test. I'll ask him about that. Craig Milanos, continuing our conversation, Wealth Management Group. Love having Craig on the program. Craig, you mentioned the talk about the stress test, the retirement stress test that you guys are able to do at Wealth Management Group. Is that just like getting up on the treadmill for a physical test? Like you're running our retirement plan through the gamut? How does it work?
Well, that's, you know, we're not going to hook electrodes to anybody's portfolio or body, and certainly not ask them to run on an incline. But I think what's important is you just said it going into that quick promo, John. You want to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, on your own terms. And that's what retirement's about. And if someone's going to go into 20 to 30 years of a sabbatical, 20 to 30 years of unemployment, then we have to have a systematic, repeatable process to test how various scenarios could adversely affect them. You know, case in point, what if stock market returns here on out are lower in the next 10 to 15 years than they've been historically?
Right.
What happens if the inflation which is currently sticky? What if it stays stickier longer than we plan on? What if there's an exogenous shock because of escalating conflicts beyond what's already occurring in the Middle East that drives the price of oil up over 100? And doing a retirement stress test with the wealth management group, we're able to dive deep based on someone's current portfolio offerings as to how very specific scenarios would affect their money. And when you can see how your money would be affected, both in dollar terms and percentages, then people can start to take steps and solutions to craft a portfolio that has a higher likelihood of seeing them through. That's what we call strategies that are TNT, John, tested in the trenches, because that's where you need to be, because once you get retired, you have to stay retired.
About a minute ago, you used the word exogenous, and I'd say every other time you come on, Craig, I learn a new word. I looked it up for people. It's an adjective relating to or developing from external factors. Craig, you're a smart guy.
You know what? I grew up playing two games with my parents, both educators. That was called Boggle and then Scrabble. Yep, I'm going for triple word scores. Someone get me the cue.
I love that. So you and I have talked a lot, and I think we're both kind of optimists. We believe in the American economy, right? There will be downs, but there's always ups. And then you talk about that stress test, and I feel like that's your way of, you know, just not, I'm not saying check yourself, but it's good to always have, looking at your blind spots. All of us, no matter what it is, right? And you can have faith in the overall American economy and still have a decade where the returns aren't where you'd hope they'd be, right? Those two things aren't conflicting.
Yeah, they're not conflicting. And I think what it means, though, is this. It's not enough for someone to represent that your retirement is still on track. I think it starts to become enough when someone can demonstrate why your retirement is going to stay on track if we do these certain things and these exogenous shocks occur. That's what people need to have a sleep at night portfolio. That's what people need to have confidence. And that's why we believe in performing the stress tests for all those families that we represent.
You know, before I started hosting this show, my retirement plan, and I'm using air quotes, which never works on radio, but my retirement plan was, I had a 401k, right? And I was very lucky that someone in my very first job where I made nothing pulled me aside and said, hey, the market just crashed. It was 2008. Put as much as you can in right now. You're probably spending $400 in rent. I was living down in Champaign-Urbana, probably spending that much in beer. Put the rest in retirement. I was very lucky, but that was it. It was a 401k plan set to a target date fund. And since I've been chatting with you and other smart people like that, I've realized how many weaknesses there was in that plan. Like, that's better than nothing, of course. Like, great, but like, I didn't have an HSA until this year. I didn't have a Roth until the last year and a half. My tax strategy was all wrong. And I don't think I'm alone there, Craig. And I feel like the conversation, even if someone has done a lot of great things, they could still use some help around the edges.
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, John, if we could find a way to get all that money you spent at CAMS, shout out to U of I, if we could get that money back into your 401k, you may already be retired.
Right.
But yes, John, to everyone listening, the reality is there's so much information out there that so many people are directionally correct. They're saving and investing, but at the Wealth Management Group, we're here to move people from being directionally correct into something that I call optimal. It's an integrated approach where you're investing with very specific purpose. And what I mean by that is it's not about just building a globally diversified multi-asset class portfolio. That sounds fancy. It's not about that. It's about having specific dollars invested in specific types of accounts because those accounts are taxed in a specific way, because those accounts are preordained to be withdrawn in this certain sequence, and tying everything into your taxes, your retiree health care, and ultimately how your treasure is going to be passed to the ones you love. That's the end-to-end experience that people seek from professionals like us at the Wealth Management Group. And I just encourage people, because you and I talk all the time in this program, if people have an interest because they just think they could be doing better, they just want to get advice that goes beyond just a portfolio, they want something holistic and comprehensive, I really think they should reach out and visit with us as we go into the end of the year.
833-WMG-PLAN is the number. I'll give that away one more time before we depart here, Craig. I just want to end with this. We're going to get the GDP number tomorrow for the third quarter, and it's on an annualized rate. But I think it's a fairly safe bet. We'll find out tomorrow morning. This thing's going to be north of 4%. A year ago today, they were saying we were nearly certain to be in a recession. Does that make you feel good, or do you feel just like the cliff has just moved a year later?
You know, I tell you what, I still like good news. And I know that we could be in a spot where good news is bad news. You mentioned that with your upside down world comments earlier. But we're about to print, I believe, we're about to print the strongest GDP. Could be as high as 4.7%. That's going to be the best data we've had since this time in 2021. I think that's good news because it reminds everybody that it's possible that this economy, led on the back of the American consumer, might just be able to withstand these higher rates for longer. And that's what it's all about. A wise person once said, don't bet against the American consumer. That has been proven correct more often than not. And it's the American consumer that drove or will drive this big GDP print I anticipate we're going to get tomorrow morning.
Craig, we'll talk again soon. As always, I appreciate your time. We'll do it again. We'll hopefully be talking more green, okay?
Sounds good, John. Thanks.
That's Craig. And remember, just call Craig Bolanos and the great people at Wealth Management Group to see how you're spending, you're saving, you're investing. All that impacts, you know, are you going to have the money you need for the life you want, right? Are you going to get to the end and still have money in your pocket? And let Craig run that retirement stress test for you. The phone number, 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN. That's 833-964-7526.